You're listening to Boat Radio. Now, the port of Sawyer is Boat Radio's home, and it is known as the friendliest port in the whole of the Mediterranean. Weekdays on Boat Radio, our own Shirley Roberts visits the places and meets the people that make the port of Sawyer so special. She chats to the boat captains, restaurant owners, artists, hoteliers, shopkeepers, entrepreneurs, adventurers, and countless others who've either grown up here or have decided to make it their home. There are people of all nationalities in the port of Sawyer, and Shirley knows them all. And today, although you can hear a bit of a breeze blowing in the background and all the beach umbrellas are creaking, Shirley is sitting in the sunshine outside the lovely Hotel Marina, a few metres from the crystal clear waters of the Mediterranean, talking to Austrian mezzo-soprano Waltraud Mucha.
My guest this morning is Waltraud Gregan, but we have been having discussions about how to pronounce her name, so I think she needs to tell you that herself.
Okay, my name is Waltraud Mucha. It's a typical German name, Waltraud, but for all my friends, I tell them, please call me either Trudy or how you want, or Waltraud.
Or whatever you like.
Whatever you like,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, Trudy, this is really great. Now, when I see your posters around Sawyer and around the whole of Mallorca for the lovely concerts you perform in, what name are you using there?
I'm using my born name of my parents, Mucher, Waltraud Mucher, and I use this for my whole lifetime, and so I also was planning to use this for my performances here on Mallorca.
So this is your professional name?
My professional name,
your
exactly.
Profession. So your profession, I mean, here, you're a legend. in this area, you're a legend. Because you're a lovely person. Everyone says what a lovely person you are. You are a most fantastic singer, and you are very versatile. But tell us how your story started, your voice. When did you discover you had a voice?
I started to sing with my mummy, actually, when I was very young. And I come from the countryside. My parents were farmers. My father still is alive. And my father was very musical. He was studying a little bit organ when he was young. And so he became an organist in our countryside, in our village. And where he's still playing with 85, the organ. And the choir, the church choir, he's conducting more than 60 years.
Fantastic. And which village is that?
It's called St. Peter am Wallersberg. It's near to Völkermarkt. And Völkermarkt is a small town, like Sawyer in Carinthia. Carinthia, the southern zone of Austria. It confines to Italy and to Slovenia.
Oh my gosh, so you really are. So you've got three influences.
Yes.
Even on your border where you live, then.
Yes, absolutely. Also, in my childhood, we were singing not only German folk songs, also Slovenian folk songs, or so called Windisch folk songs. This is a special Slovenian dialect which is only spoken in Carinthia. There is a minority of Slovenian speaking people, and I was singing with my daddy, with my family members, my brothers, my mama, in the church choir, and we were singing in different languages, in Latin and German and in Slovenian.
From what age were you
singing in
all those languages?
Yes,
right from the beginning?
Yes, right from the beginning.
Right from the beginning?
Yes. I didn't ask. We started to sing. The music was the main.
The music was the key.
Was the king. Was the ruling thing in all my life.
So the church choir then was very important in your village. Then.
Absolutely, it was very important, and it is still important.
Still today.
It has still this importance, and every time when I come back to home to my family, if I find the time, I go to Misa.
To mass on Sundays
to sing with my friends and family members again.
So you started from very young, and in the church choir, and then what? How did your musical education take off?
Yes, then I started to learn the piano very late, with 14, and then with 18 I decided, after having my matura, my degree, to go to Graz and to try the audition for music pedagogic. And I got it, and I started then music pedagogic and Italian. And I finished this, and after this I didn't want to go into to teach. I made my trial for half a year in the school, and I said, do I really want to teach my whole lifetime? I was not sure whether I should do this. And then, per chance, was it good destiny? I don't know. I found my really good teacher and singing partner, not singing, but my teacher and partner in my life. He was a pianist, he was professor at those times at the Music Academy of Graz, and he was a conducting professor and a very good pianist, and had a fantastic choir. And I was singing in his choir, and he said, you must study soloistic, classical singing. I don't have found any teacher who could teach me the real good singing, and he was the one who saw my talent, and he dedicated a whole year to rebuild my singing technique, because I was seen at those times I was treated like a soprano, which was a big error, a big mistake, and he found out, no, you're not a soprano, you are a mezzo-soprano. Let me prove this to you. And he made an intensive training, started every day. So we had also private life together, and he was really continuously training me step by step. And after 1 year, I was a mezzo-soprano. And immediately I could start with giving recitals, singing concerts, making auditions, making competitions, and so step by step it grew my career.
So tell me, Graz, is that in Switzerland?
Graz is in Styria. Styria is the eastern part of Austria.
It's still in Austria. Okay.
It's confined to Slovenia and to Hungary. And Graz is a lovely, wonderful town. Oh. About 400,000 inhabitants. It's it is a wonderful opera house where I started my career.
So that's where you started.
Yes.
What did you sing first? What was your first opera on the stage? Tell me.
The first role on stage was the third boy in the magic flute
the
of
magic
Mozart.
Flute.
And
Mozart.
It was such a fun.
Yeah.
And very soon I started also to sing contemporary music, contemporary opera, world first performings, and then I made auditions and competitions. Won competitions in Salzburg, in South Africa.
Not Salzburg. You weren't part of the, the Sound of Music, were you?
No, not so much. At those times, I didn't. That's strange. Sound of Music is so famous
for Salzburg. Yeah.
Also for English people. But
yeah.
We in Austria, we are not paying that much attention.
You don't
to this.
Know every single word of the Sound of Music.
Of course, I do. Of course, now I know, but in those times it didn't enter in my life.
Really? How fun. Yes. Isn't that funny?
That's true.
All the people that go and visit Salzburg for that. And you
yeah,
did
yeah, yeah.
So then, so you're here. Here we are. We're in the port of Soya.
Yeah.
This is where you live.
Yeah.
This is where you sing in many of our fine stadiums in this place. You're there from Parma onwards, and we'll find you in all sorts of venues. How did you come here? Why?
It was
love.
Yes,
love. It's always
yes,
love.
Yes. It's true. It's really true. And it happened to me after many, many years, about 15 years on different stages in Germany, at Staatstheater Cottbus, at Komische Oper Berlin, at Bremen, Anhaltisches Theater Dresden, and so on and so on. I decided to go back to Austria for 1 year because I got a teaching cathedra.
You became a professor.
I was teaching singing at the conservatory in St. Pölten for 1 year. So I decided to do this and to organize my life in Austria. I wanted to perform in future around Vienna. I wanted to get into Vienna music life. But then I met my husband.
Aye, aye, aye.
Ralf Gregan, who is in Berlin, and I fell in love with him. And after 5-6 months, I was the first time in my life in Mallorca. This was in March, I remember March 2007. And I saw this island, I saw the beautiful landscape, I saw the house of my husband up there on Moleta.
Here in the Porto Soia.
It's up there, near to Bensterwey.
Yeah, near Bensterwey.
Yeah, near Bensterwey.
So just slightly around the coast from here.
Yes, very, very close to the coast with this view to the sea. And I completely fell in love with this place. I said, I want to live there. And so we were deciding to live together. It worked, and we married a half year later, and we shared a life between Berlin, where he still had his house, and here. And but I saw, so after 2-3 years, oh God, my friends are here mostly, and the group of friends here in Mallorca is growing, growing, always growing, and also our family of cats is growing, growing, and to leave them always alone for weeks and months, this was so cruel, so hard, so we wanted to stop with it. And for my husband also, he was little bit fed up of Berlin, of more than 30 years in Berlin. It's like, it's too loud, it's too noisy. He prefers nature, the silence, this tranquility, that's a paradise. Why should we live in a loud, interesting town when we have this paradise? And you have good friends, you have possibilities to sing. And I said, okay, let's do this. Fine. And so we sold our house in Berlin, and now we are constantly living here, up in our house there.
So you'd never been to Mallorca before. You arrived here, you weren't part of any kind of music scene, and now you're everywhere. So what happened?
I must say, my first musical step in here on Mallorca was the meeting with Susie Bradbury.
Yeah.
I saw her, my first experience with her, seeing her in a concert, accompanying Don Crim,
yeah.
Escalapius.
Yeah.
And I said,
Were you there? Were you there at that concert?
Yes.
I was there too.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was in 2007, I
yes,
think.
Yes, it was, yeah.
And I saw this and said, okay, there is a musical life here. Good. So I must know this woman. And immediately we started to work together. And after 2 or 3 rehearsals, it was clear we wanted to do our first recital together. And we did it in September 2007, I think. No, 2008. And since then, I met one friend after another. Then I met Fiona.
Fiona, yeah.
And at a birthday party in 2007. And we were singing spontaneously. So the duo... The Flower Duet by Lakme, which we did very often in our concerts together. We're singing it Prima Vista on the keyboard in her birthday party.
For the birthday party.
And Karl Manske was the composer, Mike Watts were there, all the friends. And they were completely astonished how well we fitted together, our verses. And so it was here.
So it was from a drunken party.
Yes.
The pair of you started singing.
Yes.
And then the history has come from there.
And we immediately decided to do concerts together. And we were searching since 6-7 years in the huge, huge repertory of wonderful, classical, romantical, contemporary duets for soprano, mezzo-soprano and piano. And we're building a huge, huge repertoire since then. And we could continue for years to do those concerts. And also there were 2 composers who made actually duets for us. This is Mike Watts and Karl Manske. And we were performing this music here and also at the Dea Festival and so on.
So that's lodges you right here with Suzanne Bradbury and Fiona, and so these are other musicians that hopefully that we'll get to talk to on Boat Radio as well, because they have very interesting stories of how they're here and the wonderful contribution they make to the musical life here. But you do other things, I know you do, because I know you go off on your jazz forays into the finkers in the middle of the island. So tell us about that.
Yes. Okay, so year by year I met new friends and singing partners, and then I was introduced to Carles Ponsetti, He's the leader, the chef of the ensemble Fundación Studium Aureum, which is a fantastic, fantastic choir here on Mallorca Chamber Choir, about 28 fixed people. And with this ensemble, for instance, I will perform on the 30th of June.
30th of June,
30th of June at the Castel Belver, the Monteveri Vespro della Beata Vergine. It's a fabulous music, masterpiece of this composer, and I'm looking very much forward to this.
Have you sung in Belver yet?
Yes, yes.
And you sang in the castle?
Yes, I have been singing with one of my first concerts with Carlos Ponsetti. I think it's already 6 or 7 years ago we made Purcell.
Well, the venue there, I mean, to be in the castle of Belver, the round castle with no roof, everyone sitting in the middle there with the beautiful music, and then you just look up straight to the sky and all you can see are all the stars and the moon if you're lucky, and it's just absolutely magic, isn't it?
Yes.
So to sing in that environment is just fantastic.
It's absolutely. On stage it's fantastic, or others and the audience, it's always, you're always...
It's a very well supported venue. It's just wonderful.
And summertime, it's really perfect.
Yeah, it is. But we also have lovely venues around here in the Porta Stolida. So you often sing, for instance, in the Museum of the Sea, in the church there, don't you?
Yes. We started our summer sunsets concerts with Fiona and Susie Bradbury there, up there in the Museo de la Mar, Oratorio de Santa Catalina. And since, I think, 3 years we were deciding to sing outside, because in summertime especially when the church is very full with audience,
it's very hot.
It's very hot, so we found out that the acoustic outside in the court is very good, and we have good lights there, and so we decided to do it outside, which people like very much to be at the fresh
air. It's become part of the tradition of summer here that people go and have a wonderful evening up there, so they're listening to your wonderful music, they're looking out to see at the sunset. I mean, it's just an absolutely magical place,
isn't it? I'm looking very much forward to my next concert up there. And it will be on the 22nd of July with Guillermo Femenias. Guillermo Femenias is a fantastic baroque musician who lives in Parma, and he also plays the vihuela, which is the Spanish baroque dude. And we are preparing a wonderful Spanish program with music from the Renacimiento, and it will include composers by Luis Milan, Alonso Mudarra, Fueñana, and
this is a Renaissance concert, then, is it?
Completely Renaissance.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, 15th century. Mm. It's a program which you cannot hear very
anywhere.
Often.
No.
And it's my first step into old, and this very old music and Spanish music. So it's a lot of work for me.
So tell us a little about the music school you've created here, then, Movicanto.
Movicanto came. I don't know when I started this. I think it's 2 years ago. I started it with the idea first to make a real choir, and then I found out, do I really want to do? Do I really want to be a severe conductor for a big group of people who have to come to every rehearsal and to have to be there and to have to
commit themselves?
To make rehearsals for so accurately, I really want to be spontaneous and to make the singing for everybody like a happening. It should be a happy, funny thing which is very singular, and every date and every meeting and every class will be very singular, not repeatable.
Yes, stand alone. You've got to be there, part of the experience each week. Yeah.
And so I'm very free. I can do what I want. If I'm in the mood, if I have people around 10, I can do funny things with dancing, with improvising in the group, and singing jazzy things and improvising in a jazzy swinging style, or doing yoga exercises. If I have a smaller group, 4 or 5 people, maybe I focus on individual themes of everyone, of breathing of breathing technique, of voice technique, of whatever. Also statura, no? Things are typical things of which you need to pronounce well, a good sound, and to produce a good sound.
Posture.
Thank you. Statura, this is the word. A good posture, a good breathing technique, including some exercises to come down, to focus, to concentrate, and to be fully concentrated on yourself, and awareness of yourself. It's also very important.
But Movie Canto has become legendary. So many people are enjoying it. So many people talk about it, and it's here.
Yeah.
It's in the Solia Valley.
Yes.
This is, Movie Canto hasn't taken itself to Parma yet, has it? Or has it?
Yeah, I started to. I had the initiative to start it, but so far it didn't happen. But it's also
it's
a problem of time.
Time. Yeah.
And
how much time
you
have
a distance, you know.
Yeah.
And
the future, Trudy.
Yeah.
Tell me what else is between now and Christmas, what we can expect to hear from you.
This summer is full with interesting programs. As I said, on the 8th of July, I'm singing in the Deia Church in the Velaras Musicalis Deia with Susie Bradbury, a wonderful program which I call Kennst du das Land, wo die Zitronen blühen?
What?
Which is from a text by Goethe, poem which was set into music by Schubert.
Ah.
And this is a song which I will start with. The song I will start the program singing a few songs, famous songs of Schubert, and then the famous cycle In der Fremde of Schumann, and then I will continue with songs of Strauss, then Canciones Negras de Monsalvace, and very funny cabaret songs from Schoenberg, Arnold Schoenberg.
Cabaret from Schoenberg?
Yes. Can you imagine?
No, I can't actually.
And cabaret will be also my project in August in Andrach at the Nitz à la Fresca. I'm having planning their concert with André Uriero, who is a very good pianist from Monaco. I'm doing the. I will perform there in a program which is called Life is a Cabaret, and I will sing their cabaret songs, starting with Schoenberg, but then from Friedrich Hollers, famous songs which sang also Sarah Leander or Marlene Dietrich, then songs by Kurt Weill and Leonard Bernstein, and so on.
So you've got a very busy schedule between now and the end of the year. The year's very busy.
Yes, absolutely.
Trudy, thank you so much for joining us today. And listeners, please join us again tomorrow, where there'll be more stories just like this from the Port of Sawyer.
Thank you so much.